Will you pray with me this morning? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I served my first call at North Salem Lutheran Church in Upper Sandusky, I lived in their parsonage. They had a home that their pastors lived in, and it was a lovely and comfortable home and had a giant yard with a big garden patch in the back, and it had a trellis area that had grapevines growing on it. Next to the trellis area, there was a little bench that you could sit on and read or pray or ponder the meaning of life. And I have to admit that I was a little bit intimidated by the garden spot. I'm not much of a gardener, but I was enchanted by the grapevines growing on the trellis. I had absolutely no idea, however, what to do with the grapevines. I didn't know what kind of grapes were growing there. Gordon is our winemaker. He could have known, but I thought I would just pluck one off and eat it. That was a bad idea. It was more than sour. It was sour, and it was like dusty, and it was terrible. And I couldn't imagine what they would be useful for or what they would be good for. As my first year of living in that parsonage went on, each season something would sprout up and grow that was a surprise. There would be peonies or leftover squash vines or something that would just sprout up and grow. And I made the mistake at a meeting one evening at church of saying that I wasn't going to plant the garden because it wasn't tilled. I thought that would get me out of it. And at 6 a.m. the next morning, I heard someone out in the garden with a rototiller. The only time that stoic but lovely congregation ever applauded in church was when I brought in a zucchini that I had grown with my own two hands. But I always ask the question, how do I care for what is growing around me? Jesus uses the same language of the vineyard to describe the kingdom of God and to make multiple points about life in the kingdom. He does it a lot. Our gospel today was one of those readings, and we've had these strain of readings in Matthew that have talked about life in the vineyard. And here we are again. Today, our Old Testament reading and the Psalm both speak of God's people, Israel, as the vineyard. What we hear in those two readings is how they were unfaithful, how they didn't do what God had asked them to do, how the vineyard didn't yield what God had planted. In the reading from Isaiah, the expectation was that the vineyard would yield grapes, and instead it yielded wild grapes. I would imagine that they might have tasted something like those grapes growing in my backyard. And so it's important to note that what God had expected from God's people, from the vineyard, was justice and righteousness. And instead, there was bloodshed and a crying out. You see, God had been very clear about what was required of God's people. The prophet Micah said all that was required was to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. But doing justice is hard. It is hard every single day. It's hard on a personal level. It's hard for us as a nation. It's hard for us as a church. But it is what God has called us to do. And the psalmist says that the vine has withered and died. The vine that had been so tenderly planted had been ravaged and was no longer a strong vine. And in the gospel reading, Jesus tells the Pharisees and the leaders of the church a story that once again reminds them of their unfaithfulness in tending the vineyard. It is a bitter lesson for them to hear, and in fact, they want to arrest him for telling it, but they are afraid of the crowds. So what do we do with these vineyard stories? What can we learn from those who preceded us in the vineyard? This week, I met with a group of church leaders in our area in North Seattle to talk about the rising and sometimes overwhelming need that is present in our area. Our intention was to gather for practical reasons. We were to bring a list of resources that we had and ideas that might help those who are hungry and homeless and right under our noses. And as these things go, we also ended up talking about life in the church, about the struggles that our congregations are experiencing, about the shared, though still discouraging, drop in people in worship. And one person made this observation. He said, "The church is not doing a very good job of carrying the love of God into the world. And what we are experiencing now is the consequence of our failure to care for anyone other than ourselves." So community organizations pick up the slack. People can find God's loving kindness and justice seeking and humility someplace else. This was a heavy note for us to hear. It was a hard pill to swallow. I felt something like those Pharisees must have felt when they heard Jesus tell this parable. As our conversation continued, many of us shared a common frustration, and that was that we are not social workers and we are not case managers. We are pastors. We are trained to understand and interpret Scripture and to administer the sacraments. As far as the church is concerned, if any of us have wider gifts than those, it's a bonus. So the work that we find ourselves and our church staff doing day in and day out, the work of finding shelter and food and medical care and mental health facilities and a place folks can shower and a way they can get downtown to the Social Security office and a way they can sleep at night without being afraid, and clean socks for their feet and a hat because the weather has turned cold, that work is not actually what any of us expected in the vineyard. But it is what is growing here. So what do we do now? We have been called, not just the clergy, not just the leaders and the Pharisees, but every one of us, all of us, we have been called to tend to the presence and the potential of the kingdom of God. God has called each of us to tend something that we did not plant, something that is beyond our control. We don't know what the yield will be, whether it will be grapes or wild grapes or peonies or dahlias or collard greens, but God has called us into this vineyard here on this corner and said, "Tend the vineyard." About a week and a half ago, I met Ron and Kelly. They have been homeless since September 3rd. And they heard through the grapevine, if you will, that they could get food here. They are faithful believers. They begin and end every day with prayer. They begin and end every time they meet with me with prayer. They pray for you. So when they first became homeless, they were downtown because it seemed that they had easy access to services down there. But what they found out pretty quickly was that it wasn't safe. So they made their way to Broadview, where they have found that it is somewhat safer to sleep outside, although many nights they still sleep in shifts. Last Wednesday, as soon as we opened the lunch window at 9 in the morning, they were there. They sat out front eating at 9 in the morning tuna and spam, and I went out to talk with them. They were exhausted, and Kelly was sick. They were starving, because they had not eaten since the lunch sack they had received from us 24 hours prior, the day before. It was easy to see that they were at their breaking point. Their bank card had been damaged. They showed it to me. It had been crunched, and it wouldn't run, so they had no access to the little money that they do have. I called their bank and verified this, and the bank said, oh, it was no problem. They could just mail them a new card. Now, you see what the problem with that is. Of course, they don't want to walk around with cash. That's too dangerous. And besides, they had no way to actually get to the bank. So combine those challenges with hunger and no sleep, and you can imagine the hopelessness that they felt. I was so sad for them and so frustrated with myself because I am a pastor. I could not solve their problems. But you, people of God, made their day better. Because of your gifts to our helping hands, I could get them a warm meal in a restaurant, I could give them bus fare, and I could give them two nights in a hotel on Aurora Avenue. It was the best Aurora Avenue had to offer. It was probably not where we would stay. But what I found when I tried the other hotels is that they do not take those people. We have been called to tend to the presence of the kingdom as it comes to us each day, searching for kindness which we share, searching for justice for which we must work, and searching for someone to share God's love with them. And we are called to care for the potential of the kingdom. How can we use what we have in the work of the vineyard, given to us by a God of mercy, by a God who calls us to justice making? How can we share with those around us? People of God, put on your gardening shoes. We are headed out to the vineyard to see what's growing there. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our hymn of the day is hymn number 518.